540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The deportation case against a Milwaukee mosque leader is moving forward. JS Online reports that during the hearing yesterday, the court heard from the attorney who represented Salah Sarsour in an Israeli military case in the 1990s. That lawyer said he believes Sarsour was innocent and was pushed into a plea deal. The judge says he'll wait until after a September 14th cross-examination before ruling on whether Sarsour is deportable. No matter the outcome, both sides are expected to appeal. Three Milwaukee-area hospitals earned spots on U.S. News & World Report's latest list of Wisconsin's best hospitals. Aurora St. Luke's ranked second in the state. Fraidert Hospital and the Medical College of Wisconsin came in third. Aurora Medical Center in Grafton placed fifth. The rankings are based on patient care data, including complications, survival rates, and how patients say they were treated. UW Health University Hospital in Madison topped the state list. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A donation drive in Milwaukee County is helping tornado victims in the Fox Valley. The drive led by the Southbound Again Bar and Grill showed pictures on Facebook of the massive amounts of items that were donated to help people in Menasha, Appleton, and other nearby communities. The donations included food, water, and other household items such as paper towels and trash bags. Southbound Again thanked the community for its support and also thanked Watchpoint Logistics for delivering the items. County Executive and candidate for Governor David Crawley will be in Waukesha this afternoon. He's out trying to reach voters across southeastern Wisconsin. The Milwaukee County Executive is scheduled to meet supporters at La Estacion from 4 to 5. His campaign says he'll talk about his plan for Wisconsin and his record serving working families. Crawley is also holding a second event later in the evening in Racine. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Two people in Michigan have died after becoming infected with the Cyclospora parasite. According to Michigan Health and Human Services, the two people had significant underlying health conditions that may have been impacted by cyclosporiasis and dehydration. Death from cyclosporiasis is uncommon in the United States and is generally not considered a life-threatening illness. However, if you suspect you may have eaten produce contaminated with the Cyclospora parasite, health officials recommend that you seek medical attention. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is speaking out on the decision to clear out the encampment at the intersection of Williamson and Baldwin Streets. Protesters have been camping out there since the July 22nd police shooting of Corey Ruiz. Multiple tents, tables, vehicles, and a large memorial was set up in the intersection. In a video statement released Tuesday, Rhodes Conway said the decision was not made lightly and that it was made after almost 2 weeks of trying to resolve the situation peacefully and voluntarily with the people occupying the site. Police confirmed at least 10 people had been arrested as of Tuesday morning. A Rock County father charged with child neglect after the drowning death of his one-year-old child is headed to trial. Jason Christensen pleaded not guilty in court yesterday, and a judge ordered the case to proceed to trial. The child drowned in a bathtub at a home in the Rockvale Mobile Home Park in the town of Rock on June 13th. The child's mother, Rebecca Ambrose, has also pleaded not guilty and is awaiting trial, with prosecutors alleging she was using Snapchat and TikTok while the child was in the tub. Dates for Christensen's trial were not noted in court documents. One person is dead following a single vehicle crash in Taylor County. Authorities received the report of the accident early Saturday morning and found two injured men. Investigators say the vehicle involved was southbound when it left the roadway, entered a ditch, then re-entered the roadway and rolled before coming to a rest. 36-year-old Nathan Burke was thrown during the crash and died due to his injuries. The other occupant received medical treatment and was later placed into police custody on suspected drug-related charges. A father and son are accused of using fake checks to buy luxury vehicles from a used car dealership in Madison. Employees from the dealership called police about the pair after they came back to the dealership to buy their third vehicle in 2 days with checks. When staff went to the bank to verify the checks, they learned the checks were not legitimate. Police arrested the 33-year-old man initially, with the 18-year-old son taking off from the area in one of the vehicles. The 18-year-old was taken into custody a bit later, and it's unclear what charges they could face. Mail delays could become a big issue again in Wisconsin's upcoming elections, and Governor Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin want action now. In a joint letter, they said ballots were delivered too late in the spring election and warned that a new federal rule could make things worse. They're urging the Postal Service to speed up election mail and reverse course on the rule. State election officials say many clerks have already reported problems with ballots arriving late. And that's your state news update. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
When will Micah return? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers held practice in pads. Tucker Kraft is back just 9 months after suffering a torn ACL, participating in some drills. Micah Parsons asked, does he know yet when he'll be back from his ACL injury?
I'm not even going to put a set return date because obviously me and Tuck had two different injuries. Him having an isolated ACL versus me battling between meniscus and ACL. When Tuck was walking at 4 weeks, I'm still in crutches. So you could just add those 3 weeks right there. It's a whole different rehab program.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Pirates tonight in Game 3 of their four-game series. Paul Skeens on the mound for Pittsburgh against Kyle Harrison. Back for the first time in a month from elbow soreness. Harrison adding a changeup to his arsenal this season.
I need to work on the changeup a little bit more, honestly. I'm hard on myself, but it's like I think I could take in another step forward with that changeup, you know, in the zone more consistently.
That's Brewers lefty Kyle Harrison with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, we could see an isolated thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.